316, Kate Radio, AM 1450, online at myalbertlee.com. Afternoons with Aaron, and we're going fishing. Fishing openers this weekend, and local fishing expert. That's what I've been told by everyone. Jason Holland joins us, and Jason is on the boat as we speak. Jason, a good afternoon, and where exactly are you at?
I'm actually over on the Mississippi River right now because it's a year-round continuous season on the river because it's a border water. So I'm over by Lake Pepin.
Very nice. Now, Jason, before we talk about fishing, I do have to mention, Jason, to me, will always be the sports guy at KAAL. Because when I moved to town here the first time in 2006, Jason was doing sports, and I haven't talked to you in a long time, so it's good to reconnect. And how long have you been fishing? I assume you've been fishing since a young age.
Oh, yeah, since a child. My dad took me out fishing from the bank. There was a little lake in my hometown in Riceville, Iowa, and we used to fish for catfish and things like that when I was little, and I used to take my bike down to the river and fish from shore and catch chubs and little smallmouth and stuff like that. So,
now, Jason, are you a year-round fisherman? You do ice fishing as well?
I don't do a whole lot of ice fishing. Cold and I don't really mix. So.
Now, Jason, let's talk about it being the fishing opener this weekend. And when we talked to yesterday, you mentioned it's usually the weekend of Mother's Day weekend. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So this is the latest date possible for the fishing opener, according to the Minnesota DNR. So it's typically the first or the second Saturday before Memorial Day weekend. And because Memorial Day is on the 31st this year, this will be the latest fishing opener that they can have.
And when it comes to this being the fishing opener, what does that exactly open up? I mentioned off the air, I'm not a big fisherman, but what does that open up when it comes to types of fish that can be caught?
So it's for inland waters in Minnesota, and it opens up for catch walleye, northern pike, and lake trout. And then it also opens up catch and release season for largemouth and smallmouth bass. So you can still catch bass, but you have to release them. The actual catch season for bass doesn't open up for its Memorial weekend.
When it comes to panfish, are you able to fish for them all year long?
Yes.
Okay. And that's your sunnies, yep, and your crappies. There's no time limit or dates on those?
I don't believe so, no.
Jason Holland with us talking fishing. And Jason, what's the official time tomorrow for the fishing opener?
I believe it starts right at midnight. Don't quote me on that, but I think it starts right at midnight. So I know a lot of folks will get out bright and early in the morning before it gets light out. And with this being the later fishing opener, it's turning out to be should be a pretty good weekend because, it seems like every fishing opener, you have to bring the snowmobile suits, and it's usually cold and raining, maybe snowing. But this year, with it being later, and we've had a little bit warmer weather here lately, it's going to be a pretty nice weekend, especially Sunday.
Jason, when it comes to the fishing opener, do you have any memories that stand out when it comes to the opener? Because I'm sure it's a special time each year for you, being the fisherman that you are, that you love to fish. Any stories come to mind?
Well, I mean, the easy answer to that is the governor's fishing opener being in Albert Lee here 2 years ago. So, that was a lot of fun, being able to showcase our community. But when I was with TV6, traveling up north to some of the lakes that are way up there for the governor's fishing opener back when Jesse Ventura was governor.
Okay.
Those were always interesting events, let's just say.
Oh, anytime. I can't imagine Jesse fishing. I'm sure you got some great stories covering him.
Oh, yeah. Great sound bites from Jesse, too. He was never one to hold his tongue at all, so... But, typically the fishing's usually not that great for fishing openers because it is usually so cold still. But like I said, I think the fishing's going to be pretty good. And, you know, for bass wise, I know that because of this warm weather that we've had, the fish are coming up and moving shallow and spawning. So they're really easy to catch. The walleyes and the northern pike should be all done spawning. But they should be on the feed now, so you should be able to catch them. And, you know, probably the best baits to use, you know, is just your traditional jigging a minnow or jigging a leech and working that slow. But with the warmer water temps, you might even be able to catch some fish trolling crankbaits too.
So, Jason, what are you fishing for this weekend? Are you staying on the Mississippi River, or are you moving your boat at all this weekend?
No, I'm staying on the Mississippi River. I've got a couple of bass tournaments this weekend on the Mississippi River, so I'll be here fishing for largemouth and smallmouth bass. So I'm expecting some pretty good fishing, and there should be some really good limits brought in these tournaments too.
So who's on your boat with you? You out there by yourself, or you got a group with you?
I'm fishing with my dad.
Oh,
so
awesome.
We fish in team tournaments together. So we've been out practicing here, and I think we've got a game plan, and we'll see what happens.
And what's your dad's name, Jason? Hello, Jason?
Yep, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your dad's name?
Tom,
okay. So we wish you, Jason, yep, and Tom the best of luck on the Mississippi. And, Jason, before we let you go, earlier on the show we had Julia Thompson with the Albert Lea Anglers on the air, and you're involved with that organization. Talk about what you do with the Albert Lea Anglers.
Yep, so I'm a coach of the Albert Lea Anglers team. We have, and I'm sure Julia told you, but I think we have roughly 70 youth anglers on the team this year. It's really a great opportunity to, you know, share my love of the sport with these young kids. And, you know, many of them, you know, are better anglers than I am. You know, they really know what they're doing. So, and had the opportunity here last summer, we took three groups of two kids over to the national championships in lacrosse. So that was a great experience taking those kids there, and we'll do some more tournaments as well this year. And I think we have a Albert Lea Anglers tournament going on as well within the team for the opener.
Oh, very cool. That's an awesome group. And, you know, like Julia said, it's sixth grade through seniors. That sound right, if I remember correctly?
Yep, that's correct.
So if you got interest, you can get a hold of Julia at 507-438-2622. Get your son or daughter off the couch playing those video games or iPads,
yeah,
or, you know, do some fishing. And it sounds like a really fun group to be a part of. And, Jason, I assume you really enjoy working with the kids.
I do. And I just want to tell people to check us out on Facebook, the Albert Lea Anglers Facebook page. We post pictures of photos of the kids holding their fish up and with their prizes, and all the other volunteer events that the kids do, like the lake cleanup and take a kid fishing day and some of those other things.
Again, Jason Holland with us, local fishing expert. Him and his dad on the Mississippi for a bass tournament or a couple of bass tournaments this weekend. Jason, I'll let you get back to the fishing. Thank you so much for the time, and enjoy the fishing opener this weekend.
Yeah, and good luck to everyone out there. Like I said, it's going to be beautiful weather, and I can guarantee you the fish are going to be biting somewhere.
That's awesome. Thank you, Jason.
You bet.